Numbers.
Okay, numbers, which verse?
30. From verse 30. Twelve people went to the new land and two came back. Numbers 13 from 27. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of the Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We shall go up and take possession in the land of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We cannot attack these people. They are stronger than we are." And then we go to Joshua, the book of Joshua, 4. He sent the people out, and the people didn't believe, and they stayed 40 years in the wilderness. And also Joshua and Caleb, they should also go into the wilderness. And that is not to understand. They were obedient, but they should go with the people. God says, "I will go with you. I have new things for you." We have always, God has also new things for us. Now we go to Joshua 14, the book of Joshua 14. Moses has died, is away, and they go into the country, and everybody and every tribe get their places. And then from 6, now the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions." And then we go to verse 10. "Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved out the desert. So I am 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I have the same strength. I'm just as vigorous to go out and battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. And you yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and there were cities, large cities, and fortified. But the Lord will help me. I will drive them out of this land, just as he said." Toen dan Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. That triggered me. He was 85 years old, Ger. I am 83. And I think sometimes I am old. But I know now that it is not our age, but when we serve Him, the Lord has a place for us. Later on, I heard this, and they said to the Lord, if you want to help me, I will be your servant. So later on, I heard a message from Hank Storvogel, and he said three times, stand up. Then you know Peter and the disciples, before they got the Holy Spirit, they were not strong people. They didn't dare many things to do. But when I send the Holy Spirit, said Jesus, then you will have the strength and the power. And many times it goes in the one ear and the other out again. And then they get the Holy Spirit. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And when you see Peter before the time and after that time, he's quite a different man. He is a witness from Jesus. He doesn't fear anymore. And I thank God that my people have told me all these things. And I was 32 years old, and we went to the Reformed Church. And our marriage was no good. And every Sunday morning it was very busy before we went to the church. And I thought, but we went. And we were true to the church. We went always. And that will God will give and hear us and see. He will be true to us. And my husband, Arendt, I said to him, I want to have a new life. I will separate. And then there was a group of people led by Herman Goudswaard, a man we know good. And this group came together sometimes with special speakers. And once there was a man, Mr. Van Damme, and I went also there. And I came there. I will speak about three ways. He says, a small way, a broad way, and middle way. I thought, there is somebody who will say, what is the good way? Now I live on the small way, sometimes I live on the broad way, but mostly I am in the way in the middle. And then Mr. Van Damme said, that is the wrong way. The middle way you must not go. And then the Holy Spirit came. And I cried out before God. I said, Lord, I do not want to go that way. And nobody was there who knew me, who knew to lead me to God. And we went home, and Herman went with us, and I gave my heart that night to God. Lord, I am here. I was baptized as a child, and I went to the church all my life. And now I will open my heart before you, Jesus. And I will give you all my sins, all my life. And that night, I opened my heart for Jesus. And it was a total other life I got. I said, oh Lord, this is what I like, what I want. And you do it. You gave it to me. That was very, very beautiful. But I had no knowledge. And I had a man knowing Peter and my son Kees-Jan. I said to me, Kees-Jan, before you told us about Jesus Christ, but now you live with Jesus Christ. This is a total difference. And there came also a nephew, and he said, can I give my heart to Jesus? And I didn't know how to do it. Because I said, shall we first drink a cup of coffee? And I said, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, help me. And then I said, let's kneel down before Jesus. And also he gave his heart to Jesus. So, that is good. So I came to the word of Peter. Peter, what we read in Acts, in Acts 9, from verse 32, 11, Acts 11, 32. Oh, I have number 32. 932. Yes. As Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the saints in Lydda, and there he found a man named Aeneas, and a paralytic and who had been bedridden for 8 years. Aeneas said, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and tidy up your mat. And immediately Aeneas got up. All those who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. And then there is a woman, Dorcas, and she died. That's a little bit more difficult. First there was a crippled man, but now there is somebody who is died. And Peter sent everybody out and he kneeled down. And he said, Tabitha, stand up. So he opened her eyes and seeing Peter, she sat up. And he took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. And it is so simple. And the last, then is Peter on his roof, and then he is called by a vision of God. And God says to Peter in Acts 10, then said the Lord to Peter, stand up and live. And eat all this bad animals? No, I will not. But the Lord says, eat. It was a vision, and in the thoughts of Peter, that changed something. Peter was used to live under the law. And here, Peter's mind was turned around to the other side of Jesus. And he went to Cornelius and went into his house, and that could not be for a Jew to go into a house of a Gentile. But he did. And the whole house of Cornelius was blessed and was given his life to Jesus. And then I prayed, Lord, I will also have so much courage to do the things of you. I will be full of courage and for you. I will say now, I will do what you say. Okay. The next morning, the telephone. Omar, can we come to you? I said, of course. We must say something to you, Omar. And more children come to us. Omar, I will be baptized. And I want that you will baptize me. I said, huh? Then I must to another place. And my sons are elders there. And I must baptize my grandchildren in there as an old woman. Oh no, I will not. I needed coffee. So I fly into my kitchen. And Mark, he is sitting there. But, and he said, you have to do it. I came out of my kitchen and I heard Caleb, and do you dare? And what did you promise to me? I heard it. Okay. I, into my room, I said, Mark, I will do it. I will baptize your children. And then we said, we will pray for it, that you get help of the Lord. I said, I do it. What happened? Yes. His father doped them, and I had a prophetic word. And so, the last time, there happens many, many things. And Anayandi asked to me, will you not speak in our church? Oh, I was so afraid. And then the name of Caleb came back again. Oh, I said, yes, but I will think about it. Okay, I came home, Caleb, Joshua, Caleb, what did you promise me? I said, oh Lord, I do it. But maybe it is not necessary. Maybe there is another somebody else. So now you know why I stand here. I was obedient to God and to people. So I am here. I did it. And what I want to tell you, that 14 days ago, Peter, an elder, and what was touched you? What touched you? That we are a family of God as a church, a family of God. In the world there are many, many groups, and you can be there, but we have Jesus. We have a leader, a God, a friend, a savior, and we are given to each other. Now, I go on. more than 50 times, you can read the name of Caleb. Oh, care for us. We need to care for each other. The word each other is coming many, many times in the New Testament. What a gift of God. A relation between each other and a relation with God. The promises of God, I will build my church, said Jesus, and the ports of the doors of hell will not be greater than that. For every church, the word is there, I built my church. How is it possible that there are so many churches, empty church buildings? And where the Spirit has gone, there is no community, and then you can sing and preach and say many, many, many words and have total program, but there is no living. We are dependent of the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit is not there, the world comes into the church, and we are not any longer dependent on the Spirit, but I'm dependent on the world. Today, Lord will teach us to be near with Him, every Sunday, every day. I believe that we are coming in a new time, also for this church, they have baptized a man in water and mud along the way. But when you do the love of God and the word of God, it is good. Every Sunday, we get a word of God. We believe that we are born out of the womb of a woman, of your mother. And you can be born again and baptized. We have the supper here in our church. And we know that Jesus Christ took our sins on the cross, and that He lived and they may live with Him. And every first Sunday, when we have the supper of the Lord here, says the Lord, I am longed for a long time to do this together with my thirds. And we may think what He did for us. The next week we have again. And every time, be aware that Jesus Christ calls upon your name, Gerda, I have my love for you. And you can name the name of yourself. I have my love for you. You can be baptized and you get new life in me. We praise the Lord together here. And we are blessed with a very good, beautiful group of people around us. But it is not the music that is leading us, but music is a way to come in nearby God. And we are thankful for these people who sing with us. But we will pray to the Lord and worship Him. We are all free timers. how do you know what your place is in the church? But start with something, and the Lord will lead you. Doesn't matter what you do, you can do many, many, many things. I did also this, then this, and then I did another thing. But on one, I thought, why have I not something special? I have nothing. Some people are a teacher or a preacher, but I have nothing. And now I will read a poem. A poem. The Lord will speak. 40 years ago, he was from Galip. 45 years, I may read again. On a night I was awake, and it came to me the Lord, and he talked to me about flowers and the church. Do you see the beautiful flower, that orchidee? Do you know that is a beautiful flower? It is. He is still there, and the flower is very beautiful. And I see it is honey. Honey was like that beautiful flower. And honey did work for the children. It was a beautiful flower, an orchidee. I said that is honey, but the Lord says nothing. And I saw other small white and yellow flowers, and the Lord lost and said, and I asked all the men, strong men with us, that are the flowers like horses. And they are strong, and just like that flower, they have a roots deep in the earth. They will stand there every time again, also when we mow them down. Just as strong men. It were the flowers of the horses we see it in, that's, I don't know the name in English. And then there were new other plants. And we looked at the older youth. That is like flowers where comes many, many bees on, but also sheep will come and eat them. And then I look at Oma, and she, Lord, she is a tree, an oak. She has the root deep in the earth, and all the storms went over her, and she stands up. And the rose and the thorns, I like them all, my Lord. I love all the flowers, as much from the one as much from the other. And he said to me, you are a special plant. I plant you among people or different places, then here, then there. I said, all the flowers are there for my honor, and all their beauty they have for me. All your beauty, your plant. And that is what make me happy, that the Lord said it is all to my honor. and God knows me. You can give you 10% here and all your gifts. It was a good time in Coronatide. And the gifts were as good as before Corona. Our Father will give us what we need and more than we need. In this family, we bless each other in this church, and we are responsible for each other. The youth has his own services, and I thank you, Lord, for these young people. There are not so many children that hear the word of God, but we are so thankful that our children can hear your word, my Lord. That they can hear as they are young from you, and that you will keep them. And then the young people from 20 and 30, he will care also for them. The teenagers, and everybody has been a teenager, and Jesus will care for everybody, for every teenager, also for them who have not a place amidst them. But I think the Lord knows everything, also from teenagers. He was also a teenager, our Lord Jesus. And you can conquer everything and everybody with him. Also Samuel was a young man, and David, and Ezekiel, and Daniel, they were young people. But God cared for them, even when they were in Babylon. And sometimes my young people hear songs from Mallorca, and I do not ever think about it. But I was not so glad about it, but my son said, it is not your style, mother, but I hope that God will beware me. And I pray every night for my sons and grandsons. I need not to keep them, but God will keep them. If the youth will go for God, he will lead them in their plans. Be true to him and ask him, what is your goal for my life? And he will give you an answer. For young people, it is difficult to be open and honest why things are so as they are. And they tell something, and we say, and I say, I want to say something. God says to me, I will care for you and also for your children and your grandchildren. Let them be what they are. But when the youth will, if they come to us, pray for them, care for them. There is here a bit group, a praying group. A praying group in this church, And yesterday I got an app. My friend, have many headaches, and I want to go to a conference, but I cannot go because of my headache. And we prayed for him, and the headache went away, and he went to the conference. He is now on the conference, and the headache is away. God heard our prayings so that he could go to the conference. Our elders, they will care for us, and they are responsible for the church. So pray for them, for their responsibility, that they can bear that. We may not talk about them, but we may pray for them. Nobody is good, but God will make them good. In the body of Christ, there is no struggle for each other. We are there together, and we are there to care for each. And Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, and so we may do the same. And the church are built with living stones. Look at me.
For my, it has an app.
I understand. That's right.
For me, no. No, that's for me.
Okay. Sorry, I was a little bit disturbed. But I can say that God always helped me through everything, from the beginning of my marriage until now. Psalm 68, verse 6. He is the father of everybody, from the lonely people, from the... Nobody needs to be alone. It's not necessary. We may care also for people from the AZC, and we may be without dirty places. We may be open and transparent for each other, as Adam and Eve in the beginning. They needed to have clothes on because there was not sin. But then the sin came in their life, and they needed clothes. They were not open, etc. When we declare our sins before the Lord, He will cleanse us from all the sins. So go to the Lord. Lord, my longing is that you will be proud of us, of this church. Come, Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit we say, come, Jesus Christ, come. Thank you. I will pray and thank the Lord. Father, when we are here together, then we may know that this church may be the feeding place to get food and to be safe. But we may also go to other places to tell about the Lord. We need not to be always here, but this can be our home when we come back again. and that we will go the way of the Lord. Lord, when you have other things for us to do, send us, Lord, where you want us to be. And so we will pray for each other. You are full of love, Lord, and we love you, and you love us. Thank you for the church as a family. Amen.